Research has revealed many of the world's marine parks are failing to protect the species that live in them. The world-first study compared fish communities inside protected zones in 40 countries to those outside in nearby fished areas. Researchers say the results show that some rethinking may be necessary. Stephanie Smale reports.
For the past 6 years, scientists have been counting fish at nearly 2,000 different sites across the world. The research team enlisted about 150 diving enthusiasts to do part of the work for them.
Setting a 50-metre transect tape underwater and swimming up and down and counting the fish species that are observed in a 5-metre-wide band, recording the sizes of them. So it's something that not everyone can do and not everyone has the enthusiasm and the passion to continue with it.
Professor Graham Edgar from the University of Tasmania is the lead author of the study. He says fish stocks weren't much better in many protected zones than nearby fished areas.
The majority of marine protected areas didn't seem to have fish communities within them that were detectably different from fish zones in the near vicinity. So in that regard, there was very few marine protected areas that were fulfilling their aims in terms of biodiversity conservation.
But the study has also discovered a formula that makes some marine protected areas successful.
Some marine protected areas actually had incredibly large differences to what you'd find anywhere on the fish coast in terms of very high numbers of fishes and other species in those areas.
Professor Edgar says the most effective marine parks shared five key factors.
They were no take, so no fishing was allowed. They were well enforced. They were relatively large in size, and also that they were old, that they'd been there for at least 10 years. And finally, that the locations were isolated by barriers so that the fish couldn't know when swimming across the boundary all the time and being captured outside the area. Those five characteristics turned up time and time again in the successful marine protected areas that we studied.
The study shows the marine parks that met those criteria had twice as many species of large fish and 20 times more sharks. The study looked at 26 protected areas in Australia. Graham Edgar says about a quarter of those are effective, including the Middleton Reef off the northeast coast of New South Wales. He says authorities should consider rezoning existing marine parks to make them more effective.
In many situations, it only requires a very small modification to the zoning system to make effective habitat boundaries around the edges. It might just mean extending the boundaries for 100 metres or so that there's a sandy beach at the end of the zone.
Professor Edgar admits it can take years before the conservation value of marine protected areas becomes obvious. He says it's crucial effective marine parks are locked in for years at a time.
Make sure that you see what is happening within the protected areas in terms of real recovery and real ecological change in the system, but don't expect things to happen overnight, that it can take 5-10 years, no longer, before whatever changes are going to happen fully manifest.
Professor Graham Edgar from the University of Tasmania, ending Stephanie Smale's report.